The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Aleph and Samach Beis, mentions three times the concept of Oved Avodah Zarah Me'ahava U'Me'ira, serving an idol out of love and out of fear. And there's a debate about what the parameters are of service of love, service of fear. Rashi says that love means out of love for a friend who begs you and implores you to serve this idol, but out of fear means out of fear for your life, because somebody threatened your life if you neglect to serve this idol. The Ramban says very similar, that love means love for a friend, but just like love for a friend, there's nothing which is really compelling you, certainly not fear for your life, so too fear does not mean a fear which compels you lest you lose what's most important to you, but rather it means an ordinary fear of loss of position, of loss of assets, etc. However, the opinion which is most startling is that of the Rambam, because the Rambam says that out of love means love for the form or for the idea that is being worshipped, and fear means out of fear, and here the language of the Rambam is important, fear that perhaps this idea or this image is going to harm you in the way that those who worship this image believe that it has the power to harm you. And this Rambam is a very startling Rambam, because it seems to suggest that one who worships an image or a statue or an idol or an idea in order to prevent that thing from harming him, but that's not considered genuine Avodah Zarah, because we paskin like Rava that Oved Me'ahava U'Me'ira is Pater. So if a person sacrifices to an idol in order to prevent that idol from harming him, it sounds like the Rambam believes that this is not the type of idol worship which is Chayiv Misa. And the Ran is very troubled by this seeming psak of the Rambam, because, says the Ran, Rava himself seems to say that there are two types of Avodah Me'ahava U'Me'ira. The first type is an Avodah where one is not Mekabel Alav Be'Eloah, where one does not accept the divinity of the object of worship. And that's the case which is Pater. However, says Rava, if you serve an idol out of love, out of fear, but you are Mekabel Be'Eloah, you do accept its divinity, then Rava would say, even though it is Me'ahava U'Me'ira, there still is a Chiyuv Misa. And the Ran says that any time that a person accepts the premise that this idea or that this form has the ability to harm him if it's not appeased by some sort of sacrifice, that acceptance, that belief about the power of the idol is sufficient to constitute Kabbalah Selohus, acceptance of divinity. Therefore, he says, the case that the Rambam gives of Me'ahava U'Me'ira is a case where Kabbalah Selohus is present, and in such a case, both Abaye and Rava would agree that there is a Chiyuv Misa. This is the assertion of the Ran. Essentially, that belief that this idol has the ability to harm a person, if not appeased, constitutes Kabbalah Selohus. Now, if we look at the Rambam, the way that the Rambam himself presents the definition of Me'ahava U'Me'ira, we might notice that it's not quite the same way that the Ran quoted him or paraphrased him. The Rambam doesn't phrase it as a belief, service of this idol out of belief that it can harm. The Rambam says if a person worships this idol out of an agnosticism, out of an uncertainty about whether it has power to harm or whether it has no power to harm. So he's not essentially accepting it as a god, he's not claiming that he believes in its power at all, he simply is protecting himself against the odds. He believes in the possibility that it may harm him, and that may or may not make things a little bit better. On the one hand, perhaps even belief in a possibility, belief Al-Derech HaSafik is already considered sufficient belief as Kabbalah Selohus, but perhaps the very fact that a person is not convinced already diminishes the degree of acceptance of divinity that he attributes to this particular idol. One way or another, we have to contend with the position which the Ran attributes to the Rambam, namely that a person can believe that the idol he is worshipping has the power to harm him if not appeased, and that then nevertheless does not constitute Kabbalas Elohus. And what that seems to suggest is that according to the Rambam, Kabbalas Elohus is not a function of belief in the power of a particular idol or the power of a particular idea or concept, or angel or whatever it is, but rather Kabbalas Elohus is the forging of a particular type of relationship with that idol. Perhaps the Gemara talks about Ahava and Yira. Perhaps love and fear are not sufficient bases for Kabbalas Elohus. Kabbalas Elohus perhaps requires a relationship that's built on a different emotion, perhaps a relationship that's built on awe, perhaps a relationship that's built on respect. It's unclear whether this is the Rambam's definition. Again, we only know what the Rambam's definition is not. The Rambam does not define Kabbalas Elohus as belief in the power, certain power or uncertain power of the idol to harm. We don't know what he defines it as. Perhaps he defines it as the forging of a relationship built on awe or built on respect. Perhaps the Rambam requires for Kabbalas Elohus the belief of more than simply ability to harm. Perhaps he requires belief that this idol influenced certain key points in history, creation, etc. Perhaps he requires, other ideas. Perhaps he requires belief that this idol is a supreme power to be considered Kabbalas Elohus. One way or another, he definitely holds that belief that the idol has some power does not constitute Kabbalas Elohus. I believe that this machlokas between the Ran and the Rambam parallels a machlokas that appeared earlier on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph talked about Zoveach leMarkulis leHachis, a person who shechted to a Markulis in order to anger the Markulis. And Rashi explains that he's shechting, he's slaughtering, he's sacrificing to this Markulis without accepting the Markulis as an Eloa. He's shechting it, he's sacrificing, he's serving this Markulis in order to anger it, but without, or in order to anger, lahachis, but without accepting the Markulis as a deity. And the Rama understands Rashi as meaning to say that this person who's worshipping the Markulis is doing so in order to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to anger the true God. He's therefore serving this false God, but he's doing so without any intention of accepting the divinity of the Markulis. In which case, fine, Lahachis has no relation to the Markulis at all. However, the Chidushi HaRan seems to understand Rashi a little bit differently, and this leads the Chidushi HaRan to argue on Rashi. The Chidushi HaRan understands that what Rashi means is that he's serving this Markulis in order to anger the Markulis. And therefore, the Chidushi HaRan says that Rashi is contradicting himself, because if a person believes that a Markulis, which is after all only three stones in the shape of the Greek character pi, if he believes that this Markulis, that these stones, or that whatever idea these stones represent is capable of becoming angry, that automatically constitutes Kabbalas Elohus. And in which case, it's self-contradictory to say that he's serving the Markulis in order to anger it, but without accepting the Markulis' divinity. Because if you believe that it's capable of anger, presumably just like you believe it's capable of harming a person, if not appeased, that already constitutes Kabbalas Elohus, or acceptance of divinity. As opposed to the Ran himself says, that can't be pshat. It can't be pshat. It must be that if you're zoveach lahachis, that you actually are accepting the divinity of this Merkulis. And therefore, what Rashi says that zoveach lahachis lemerkulis is done without Kabbalas Elohus, and is only over on a lav, because there's no acceptance of divinity. The Ran says, impassable, that even zoveach lahachis involves acceptance of divinity, and therefore, it's not only over a lav, there's actually chiyuv misa for zoveach lahachis. Presumably, Rashi would hold of something similar to the Rambam, namely that Kabbalas Elohus has a much higher standard. It's not sufficient simply to believe that the idol, or that the idea, has certain powers, whether it's powers to become angry or powers to harm people whom it is angry at. Perhaps it requires more, either a degree of belief in even greater historical powers, or perhaps, if not a greater degree of belief, then at least a greater degree of subjugation to the authority out of respect or out of awe of that idol. Mitzarech Yun.